Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8:47 Monday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday reboot segment. We're hitting it a little early today, but that's okay, because there's plenty to talk about, as always, with Lewis Campbell, who's joining me from Synergy Computer Systems, and there he is. Lewis, good morning.
Morning.
How are you this week?
I am good. I hope everybody else is good, too.
I think so. So far, so good, anyway. It's still a Monday, though. There really isn't much we can do about that. So
yeah, I'm still enjoying that catchy theme music we have when we start this.
Are you?
Really
good.
Yeah, I think you did a good job.
Okay, that's good. So what's going on this week? What have you been noticing in the news? I have a few things to ask you about too.
Sure. Well, the big news this week is Google, right? Google's on trial finally. The government's been getting ready for this for a long time. Starting tomorrow, Google's going to go to court, and they're going to have to defend themselves against accusations that they have basically engaged in monopolistic practices by making it nearly impossible for any other search engine to gain traction. Whether or not that's you agree or disagree with that, the facts are that Google spends and billions of dollars basically paying device manufacturers to set up their devices. So Google is, you know, what you get when you open your browser. Google is the main thing you get. And some of the other search engines like DuckDuckGo, you know, most prominently are, you know, complaining that it's almost impossible. You have to go through all these steps to make them the default search engine. Now, this is not a new thing, right? These antitrust things have happened before. I remember way back in the day, Microsoft went through antitrust hearings for a long time, you know, with manufacturers saying that it was unfair that they were paying OEMs to pre-install Windows, you know, no other operating system could on. The same thing with Netscape sued them for the same reason. If you remember, if you're old enough, Netscape used to be the web browser, and then Microsoft started putting Microsoft Explorer in Windows for free, and that basically destroyed Netscape. So they sued. So this is, and then of course the mother of all antitrust lawsuits, the one that everybody remembers is, and you got to be really old like me to remember this, is when Ma Bell was broken up, right?
Right.
Telephones used to be the purview of AT&T and nobody else. And the federal government broke them up, and you know, we had an explosion of different phones and phone services since then, and carriers, and you know, eventually the cell phone industry was all born from that. So we'll have to see how this turns out.
Okay, what is Google saying about their practice? I assume they're saying that they do nothing wrong, and you know, this is not a valid lawsuit, I guess, right?
Yeah, their defense is basically, you know, we're not forcing anyone to do anything. We're paying manufacturers to, you know, set it up so that when you open the browser, we're the default search engine. But, you know, anybody can go in and change it. You can still type in another search engine. You can change the default to what you want. You know, it's a classic argument. I mean, this is what, you know, companies usually say in this kind of a situation. So, you know, technically we're not breaking the law. We're not forcing monopolistic practices. It's basically going to be up to the courts to decide whether or not what they're doing is making it so hard that it's effectively, you know, forcing people to use them.
Sure. Well, we'll see what they say, I guess, right?
Yep.
So that's what's happening. Interesting. I think I remember hearing a little bit about a software update for Apple this last week, which we normally don't hear too much about. We talked about this in the past, that, you know, the Apple operating system seems to be fairly tracked down and, you know, locked down, I guess, since it doesn't have too many hacking problems or things like that. But it sounded like to me there was a kind of an update for Apple devices this week. Had you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything specific about that. I will say, yeah, Apple doesn't update their software, their OS, as regularly as like Microsoft, because it's a whole different situation. They
Well, they
have a
don't need
closed
to,
system. Yeah, they
right?
don't need to. It's
Yeah.
not an open system, so not anybody can go in there and do stuff with it, so it doesn't need modification that much. But it's still any operating system, any piece of software has got vulnerabilities. The idea that Mac OS is somehow more secure than any other OS is, that's not necessarily true. It's just that it's a closed system. It's harder to develop for it, but it's not as has not been as huge target until recently in computer history.
Right.
But now that more and more, nefarious people are trying to target the OS, I'm sure that they're exposing vulnerabilities, and Apple's going to have to, update their software once in a while to take care of those.
Right. I'm seeing the article here. I can give a few more details about it from it's called MacRumors.com, but it's from the Apple Security Support page. It says that iOS, iPad OS, and Mac OS. It says that processing a maliciously crafted image could lead to arbitrary code execution, allowing a hacker to gain access to the operating system with a simple picture.
And that's actually not an uncommon hacking technique. So
Okay.
anything that goes on your phone, whether it's a text message or a picture or whatever, is really boils down to a stream of ones and zeros.
Yeah.
And code is ones and zeros. So it's, you can take something, you can take a piece of code, and you can make it essentially look like a picture and send it to someone. And if the operating system doesn't recognize it properly, the operating system, it's still going to bring that code. It's still going to bring that information into your phone and put it somewhere. And what these hackers have discovered is that these OSs have vulnerabilities that allow a hacker to, package the code, make it look like an image, then the phone uploads it as an image, and then they have a way of going into the phone and basically saying, okay, now execute this image as if it was code,
Right.
and it does that.
Yikes.
So
Okay.
yeah, they're plugging a vulnerability that's common to a lot of operating systems and pops up now and then that, they have to update OSs to take care of. So it's really just Apple's OS maturing, right? They're maturing to the point where more people are targeting them, and they're going to have to keep updating it to keep up with those targets.
Right. Got it. Makes sense. Makes sense. What else has been going on that caught your attention this week?
Oh, we've got some interesting things. Nothing like earth-shattering. So, if you drive a Kia or a Hyundai, those are nice
Yeah.
cars. I have a Hyundai. The newer models of a lot of cars have this engine immobilize these immo this immobilizer technology. So, if the car gets stolen, it can be remotely or automatically immobilized, and then it can be recovered.
Okay.
Kia and Hyundai have not adopted this. Everybody else has Kia and Hyundai haven't. And that's resulting in Kia and Hyundai kind of being a favorite of car thieves. So there's now these massive amounts of Kias and Hyundais that are being, in the thousands that are being stolen across the US, and it's burdening these police departments. So cities across the US now are suing Kia and Hyundai,
Oh,
saying, look,
interesting.
you're putting an undue burden on our police departments. You need to adopt immobilizer technology.
Okay.
That I thought was interesting enough where, we should maybe put a pin on that and see how that goes in the future.
Right. Okay. Interesting. NBC News reporting that some of our favorite folks to talk about here, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates are talking AI at a private summit at the Capitol this week, some hearings on artificial intelligence. There'll be some public hearings, but also this private talk with Congress, and so that doesn't surprise me. We've been talking a lot about AI, right, and some of its ramifications for politics and industry and everything else. But maybe Congress is starting to pay attention.
Oh yeah. Well, I think Congress has been paying attention, and they're trying to figure out how to get a handle on this. As usual, technology is a challenge for lawmakers, right? Technology changes so fast, it's difficult to get legislation up to speed. Then you add on top of that the difficulty of understanding new technologies, right? And
Right.
so you have
Well, and
these
how
people
it
that are
impacts.
responsible for making our laws. Yeah.
Yeah, the impacts that it has too. So
But
interesting to
yeah, they're talking AI there, and AI is always all over the news, right? We Facebook right now, Meta, is talking about that they're developing supposedly an even, you know, more advanced AI technology that they want to release at some point. The Pentagon has announced recently that they're going to try to build an AI fleet, AI-powered fleet of drones to counter Chinese, you know, military buildup in a quick way, you know, rather than going through the whole process of having the government, you know, plan, develop, and approve these huge military infrastructure projects like ships and planes. They're looking at going with AI drones as a quick and cheaper way to do it.
Right.
So there's a lot of movement going on in the whole AI world right now. That's where we're at.
Okay, interesting. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about was, of course, the news that came out about Elon Musk and the war in Ukraine, and of course how Ukraine was using the Starlink satellite internet, you know, system, and Mr. Musk apparently turned that off during a counterattack from Ukraine against Russia. There's been more details released about that.
Yeah, and that surprised me a little bit, because, you know, originally that's one of the things that Elon Musk and Starlink were being praised for, is that
Right. They
were deploying Starlink for like Ukraine and other places. And, you know, Russia was screaming that they were going to, you know, ban Starlink from Russia because, you know, Elon Musk was helping their enemies, blah, 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 blah. So I just thought that was interesting. I guess, you know, maybe it was a calculated response, or maybe it was, you know, political ideology that caused them to do that. It's interesting that happened, and I think, you know, I'd like to wait a little bit and see what more, if we get any more information about that.
Sure. Okay. Last little bit to share this morning, Lewis, what do you got?
Well, hamster wheels.
All right.
This is totally unrelated to anything we talked about, but it's kind of funny. So a gentleman decided, a Florida man decided, oh, I'm going to build a giant hamster wheel, and I'm going to hamster wheel my way across the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. Coast Guard did not find that amusing. So he's been arrested. His hamster wheel's been confiscated. Basically, Coast Guard officials told him the guy's name was Bellucci, that they were cutting short his because it was manifestly unsafe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all the different people that try to use tech, you know, this was a technological hamster wheel, which is why it fits in our sphere. I mean, it was basically a lot of wires and things.
But it was, I guess, what, floating on the surface of the ocean,
yep.
And he was able to propel it like a hamster would in a hamster wheel. Is that the image that I'm getting correct? Okay.
Yes.
And the Coast Guard said, you're not going to get across the ocean in that thing.
Yeah, we're not going to
come rescue you
later on. So no,
I gotcha. Okay.
So word to our listeners, you know, don't build giant hamster wheels in an attempt to get across the ocean.
Right.
So,
well. Yeah. Okay. American ingenuity, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Cool. Well, Lewis, thank you so much for joining me this week. Always appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
All right, you too. Thank you. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is with me, as I mentioned, every Monday at this time. It's when we get to talk technology on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.